Hey, 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 it's Genevieve, a.k.a. Miss Fab 617.
And it's your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens.
We're coming to you from our new show called
Boston Come Through. We'll be bringing you the latest and greatest things happening in and around Boston. We'll be talking what? Black-owned businesses,
hey,
social events, what? And the Black experience.
Okay.
How's that sound, Genevieve?
I love it.
Dig it.
Tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Boston Free Radio.
Boston, come through. Come listen.
Hello.
What up, what up, what up?
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back to another...
What's going on?
My laptop.
Girl.
We just trying, y'all. We trying.
First
we
of all,
trying.
I'm not even in the picture.
Listen, yeah, it's okay. I'm looking at a half hot mess.
Ooh, ooh. This is a live show. Sorry, ladies.
Yes. You know,
so sorry.
We work with what we got, you know? And, you know, all is well.
I'm glad you're here, though. I'm glad we're here. We made it.
Yes.
Another installment. We're in episode 39.
Dang it. I wanted to be 39 so bad. I wanted to be 40 so bad. It's not 40 yet.
Not yet. The week after.
Lord, okay.
Dang.
I know, we don't got a thing next week.
We sure don't.
Nope, no show. Because it is 4th of July.
Well, I don't mind working because, you know.
It's not my freedom day, but I don't know whose freedom, but not mine.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm. June okay. already passed, that's why.
That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Crystal?
Hey, girl, hey. I'm well. I'm good.
You need your laptop.
Yeah, I would
be all right.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying. I totally forgot, so I hopped up in here like I'm ready to go, and I'm not ready to go.
It's okay.
All is well.
I think I got it together. I got my life.
That's why we got crew, right? We got crew now. We official. Hey, crew.
They can't see my beautiful face though on the live.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. You know what?
That
I'm
one's
okay.
less important. This one's more important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sue's got us on that one.
I think this is.
This is like secondary.
No. That didn't sound very confident at all, Sue.
What we need to do, girl.
Don't do me wrong.
Y'all gotta.
Do right by me.
Y'all gonna be like too much. The same person.
You know what? It's okay. They can hear me though.
It's okay.
How you doing, Crystal?
Hey, girl. Hey, one more time. Welcome to Boston. Come through.
It's your girl, Genevieve Angelique.
Hey. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey. And it's your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens, your friendly neighborhood videographer and
Lord
media producer.
First of all, congrats are in order for Crystal because she won the Boston Spark Award.
Thank you.
Yay. And it's her birthday tomorrow in a couple hours.
Yeah, you're right.
Yay. She's going to be a quarter century old.
Yeah, it's my womb evacuation day tomorrow. Ew. Get it?
I still don't want her. This is Crystal all the time. Just FYI, if you're wondering, because you're looking like, is she really like this? If she's really like this, like about 97% of the time.
But the bigger thing is that Genevieve loves me.
I do.
Heart.
I do.
Heart.
I do. Mm-hmm. I tell her, you know, in love, that it's downhill after 25.
First of all, I kid.
That's
she can
not
speak
true.
For herself
that's
because I feel.
You already Gladys, first
you
of
right,
all.
You right, you right.
So, oh, we're going to have to give you your old people names.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we ain't telling people who they are. We all talking to y'all. They don't know who you are. Fine. The people on the TV, on the live don't know
it's
who
okay.
you are.
That is true.
The people listening
I'm sorry,
don't know who
I'm rude. I don't have phone.
We so rude. Yeah, we apologize.
Yeah. We were going to save y'all for last, you know, because, you know, save the best for last. But, you know, we just gonna skip ahead real quick. Let me read their bio.
Okay.
All right. It's very short.
Okay, but it is thorough.
It is thorough.
Thorough.
Pulled right from the website, so it ain't no more thorough than that. All right. Joining us in the studio today. Thank you. You know she's Beijing, so she gotta give us a sound effect. Lord have mercy. Go ahead, one more time.
Gotta
overdo it.
You know we peaked right now. Go ahead, girl.
We have Queen's Company, who is a network of women of color actively seeking to advance their lifestyles.
Yes. Right.
They achieve this by hosting events that promote personal growth, health and wellness, professional development, and financial empowerment. By fostering a community that ensures accountability and sisterhood, they inspire their members to become their best selves. Joining us from Queen's Company is Marketing Director Francisca Moliere.
Yes.
Did I say that correct?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yes, girl.
And their outreach director, Amenzi Anoma.
Yes,
did I say that
correct?
Hey! Are you Nigerian?
Yes, I am.
You know what? Because you know, low key, y'all are my people too.
Mm-hmm. That's right, we are.
High key, okay.
I think Haitians, we just an extent. That's why we was trying to get into the African Union, because we really should be in the union. We
I feel hard,
you know. We just off brand a little bit, you know, about a couple thousand miles away. But that's welcome fun. To Boston Come Through.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
We are so happy to be here.
Yes, we are happy to have y'all.
We're like, sorry if we're like distracted. We're like trying to get our social.
That, right.
No,
it's not a problem. We got a little phone stand for y'all, you know, the whole nine.
And we know the struggle. So,
we,
as you can see,
firsthand, we know the struggle.
When you're live, it's
absolutely.
You know, but anyway, how are y'all doing, ladies?
Free. I just want to clutch right here. Okay.
How y'all doing?
We're good.
Good.
How are you guys?
Good. We here. We're good.
It's Wednesday.
It is.
It is Wednesday.
Yeah. Hump day. We're going to hump right over.
That's Wednesday right. Is always an interesting day.
It is. It certainly is. Always. Always. How was y'all's week, though?
Yeah.
Pretty good. I feel like it's going fast.
Yeah,
we're going. We're us two and some other friends are actually going on a trip next week. So
I heard.
Tell the people where you going.
I heard. It's like, I'm low key jelly.
You know how it is when a trip's coming up. Then it feels like the days are getting shorter and shorter.
Yes.
You don't have time to do
exactly.
everything.
So you're like, why?
It's like, oh my God.
That's why I feel like.
Yeah, like for real.
And where y'all going?
Right.
We're going to Thailand.
Okay.
I heard. That's definitely a bucket list.
Yes. Yes. That is absolutely cool. I would love to go to Thailand.
I know.
Bucket
list.
I know.
Yeah. We plan to.
Listen, put it up in there. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how was your week, Crystal?
Oh, it was well. I was out there collecting awards and things.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was really awesome, and I'm super grateful and appreciative of everyone who voted for me. They did say that there were record-breaking number of votes.
I wonder why. I wonder why.
Don't know why, but, you know, I have a lot of people, and my people got a lot of people, and my people
That's
got real
right.
quick fingers. So
we
got
to stick together.
I mean, so, yeah, I'm really you know, grateful and appreciative, especially for the Dear Little Project and everyone who came out to film with me and like who made that project possible, because it definitely, I think what was different about it compared to some of the other things I heard about was just like this project was really for the community and really brought together folks who, you know, had never been to like a TV studio, folks who had like never been in front of a camera in that capacity, never read off like a teleprompter, all that good stuff, to just really empower these little Black boys and girls at a time when like we needed the most. So
congrats.
Yeah. Thank you. I do appreciate it. So this is just the beginning. There will be more happening.
Amen.
So,
praise the Lord on that one.
Hey, praise him every day.
Amen.
Amen.
My week was not as exciting.
I was gonna say, what'd you do?
However, I did cover an event yesterday. It was Sidebar with Talia Bareilles. I don't think I said her name correctly, but she is a woman of color. She's a Latina who's actually opened her own law firm that is only all women of color, all Latinas.
Wow.
Yeah, here in Boston. Yeah, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like, sometimes you hear about it, but then I was like, when they were reading off her bio, she grew up undocumented in California, and, you know, she talked a lot about having to pay her way through, you know, it's one thing to pay your way through, you know, undergrad, but to pay your way through law school, I'm like, that joint is expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? And just all of her struggles. And she said some really amazing things. I think one of the things I think a lot of us can relate to is she talked about our resiliency as people of color, and how sometimes it's kind of sad, but sometimes you need other people to kind of tell you how resilient you are, because you don't even realize all the you know, the obstacles you have to overcome. So she had a moment where she was at her when she was taking the bar exam, and she realized like that was the easy part for her, because she had been through so much. Not that the bar is easy, but like her being there, like she was like, the likeliness of her actually making it that far wasn't very likely. So, you know what I mean? So that was really dope just to be in that space, you know. And then it was at WeWork, you know, on Beacon Street downtown. I know, I was like, you know, I didn't
have good snacks.
Sure did. I was like, I need to figure out how to get in here. You know what I mean? Like, I want cold brew on tap, you know. I want I want three different types of beer on tap. I want wine, you know, ready and waiting to go, and you know, right, these little whiskey drinks already pre-made. But that was cool. So
I dig it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're gonna take a quick break.
Break.
Are we ready to take a break?
I don't know. Is you ready to take a break?
Jossie? We gonna play Jossie's song?
Yeah, did you cue her up?
No, we didn't.
You surely did not. It's okay, I got you. Oh, Lord. You know, I got you.
Tell them about Jossie, because that's your homegirl.
So, Jossie, did I spell that right? I spelled that wrong. Where we find it at?
In her email.
Oh, you right. Let me just slide on over there. Okay, so Jossie is a amazing local singer. She is Haitian American, and
she has a dope voice.
She does. She really does. And I think what's really dope about her is that we went to Suffolk together, first and foremost. She's a homie from undergrad, but she also very much, like, is doing her thing, you know, on, like, a wider level. Mm-hmm. So it's more than just, you know, hey, like, I'm a singer. Like, she's traveling. She's collaborating with folks. And, you know, I'm just, like, so proud of her.
It's actually funny that you mentioned her, because I actually hosted a showcase this past Friday, and she performed.
Yes!
It was the second showcase that I hosted that she performed at, and she's just, she's really dope, so.
I can feel it reaching for me. The bass surrounds me, no way out. I can feel it, sense it. The beat takes my body now. You're gonna make me sweat, making me lose my breath. Rock my body, no stress. Just jump to the sound of the music.
All of here jumping, no holding up the wall, baby, jumping. And I know you can't dress to impress, but I think it's about time for you to sweat. I ain't drinking for the time, no, no. I just wanna have fun and forget.
Right,
yeah,
here, trying to soften
it's
the blow.
Like the yep, exactly. Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
I can hold my notes. Thank you very much.
Just not that one. That was all.
Hi, Queens Co.
Hey,
we are going to move right along because some people want to come for my voice. Hey,
how are you ladies doing?
Yes.
We did ask that.
Yes, you did. I mean, I can't speak for Francisca, so I'm not going to. But I know I'm managing.
Yeah.
I feel like she said earlier, you know, because we have the trip coming up, it's kind of, I'm like in a heightened sense of
like everything.
And I feel like there's a lot of other things that have to get done.
Totally.
Not even for the trip, but just to make sure they're in order before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
It's like putting that extra pressure.
Oh my gosh.
Like, because you can't go away to such a faraway place and not have your life together
while
back here, you know?
That's
so it's
so
just
true.
Like,
so
I'm in that mode where I feel like, there's not enough hours in the day. I need more hours in the day. Like, this is not enough for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
But each day comes and I get small progress.
Amen.
You know, adds up to the big.
Honestly, you gotta celebrate those little wins.
That's all I can do.
Absolutely. So who is Queen's Company? And is this a Queen's Company trip, first of all?
No.
It's not. Right.
A lot of people ask that.
A lot of people think that every time we go somewhere, it's Queen. And that's fine, because it's good that people see that we are such like a tight-knit group.
Yeah.
But outside of Queen's Company, like we were all friends first.
Right.
So mm-hmm. anything we that's do, awesome. For the most part, is because we are friends. Like, not because we're trying to keep up this persona of Queen's Co. Like, no, we're friends with each other.
Yeah.
So we're going to do stuff together.
So let the audience know who is Queen's Co.
Yes.
How are you founded? You know,
who
makes up Queen's Co. There's a lot of y'all.
Yeah. I know. If y'all saw that graph we put up, there was a lot of them, a lot of ladies, and y'all was all looking fly.
Right.
Would like to say that Queen's Co. Because there's a lot of answers to this question, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I would like to say that Queen's Co. is everyone that kind of contributes to Queen's Co. Whether it's a follower, engager, us as a board, people that come to the events, we are Queen's Co. Right? Because we make it. Because without them, we'd just be a group of friends, just I don't know, posting things, which we kind of are. But if you talk about like logistics and like going down to who is it, and like if you want to give it a name, it is seven of us. Yes. And again, like Menti said, we've met all each other before Queen's Co., so we're all friends. I don't know if you want me to list off the names.
Yeah, shout out your squad. Listen, this is all about y'all. Shout out your squad.
Yeah. So you got Jessica, right? CEO. You got Valentina, VP. Joanne, Administrative Director. Menti and I, Marketing, Outreach.
Yes.
Jackie Stitchell, Event Coordinator or Event Director. And Joanne Deutelis. Lori, our Creative Director.
Awesome.
And I'll let Menti tell you like the founding story.
Yes. So the founding story is, like I said, we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
All of us were friends. So Jessica had the idea of all of us getting together one night to just reflect on the year that we had and talk about our shortcomings and our achievements and how we could take the lessons learned into the new year. And as we were doing that, we were, you know, typical young people stuff, posting on social media, sharing. And people were responding like, wow, like, I wish I had something like that to go to. Like, I wish I had that tight-knit circle that I could do that with. Like, if you guys are ever doing it again, like, let me know. How come you didn't invite me? Like, all type of stuff. And Jessica was like, oh, like, didn't really know that there was a need for this.
Right.
If there is, like, why not fill that void? So from then on, we took off running and we have not looked back since then. It's been like 2 years now.
Yes.
Wow. So tell everyone, what is it exactly that Queen's Co. does?
Definitely empower. We bring... All right, so because we do a lot.
I know. That's what I was like, how do you capture it?
I would say, top three, definitely empower each other, being accountable, and being a resource to each other as well.
Right.
So Queen's Co. is there to kind of push each other forward. Like if we have goals, if we have, whether it be health goals or self in life, just goals that you want to kind of stick by. If you need a job, because we also have resources like our newsletter that goes out, we try to help out as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So really just being that like pillar or like that extra help that women need, because we all need to, you know, be around each other and push each other forward. So I would say that would be my translation of it. again, many translations.
Yeah, do you have a translation of it?
I mean, just to follow up on what she said, we're really just like, we're the connector, mm-hmm. I would say. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to bring everyone together and nice. Then give you the space and opportunity to connect with one another, grow with one another, build with one another. Right. Like, we're going to challenge you to kind of face some difficulties that you might not right. have faced, but it's all just so you can grow and be better, right. you know? And one thing we do always have to put out there, we are, yes, we are a women empowerment organization, but we are a women of color empowerment mm-hmm. organization. Nice. And we get some flack for that sometimes, mm-hmm. and that's okay.
Yeah.
We're not racist. We're not cheering for the downfall of mm-hmm. women who are not of color, but we're more so focused on helping ourselves because we yeah. just feel like if we can help anyone first, why not be ourselves?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, you have Agreed. To reach out to, you know, what's closest to
right,
you.
Right, right.
Like, they're going to be women who look like you. And,
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's clearly a need for it.
Isn't yeah, right. absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
There was a need for it because we have seen so much success in this right. short amount of time, and if there wasn't a need for it, we would have flopped.
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2 seconds.
Absolutely.
So,
I take it.
What's it like? Because there's a number of you all. I mean, you listen, I think it's like 7 of y'all.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Like, how is it?
The dynamic of that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
How do you organize? How do you deal with, like...
So, back to that accountability piece that I talked about, we definitely keep each other accountable. Like, we mm-hmm. say that we're going to do something, we're going to do it. If mm-hmm. we slip off, we'll forget. Yeah. Hey, ping someone. Hey, just... reminder, don't forget to get this done, or if I can't do it, I'll let someone know. Mm-hmm. So just really communication. Like, if we just keep that line open and just be honest and be like, yo, I really can't get this done, or like, I can help you out here. That's how we work. Mm-hmm. I feel like that should be that case in any situation, like any relationship situation. Right. Yeah.
Communication is big. And also there's a respect. There's a respect yeah. that we all have for one another. Like, if we didn't respect each other individually yep. and each other's capabilities mm-hmm. and intelligence and mindset, it would never work because we'd look down at one another every right. single time somebody spoke their mind or had an opinion.
That's true.
You know, so there's the respect, the accountability, all that. And we're grown, we're adults. Like, we shouldn't have to have childish petty squabbles. Right. Like, you know, like, we should be able to work. And that's it's sad because a lot of people tried to like predict that was gonna be our.
Oh yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Y'all
was it older folks?
It's not even older folks. It's just
a little bit of everything.
It's anyone.
Yeah.
It's kind of maybe it's just more.
Yeah, they're just like 7 women.
Yeah. What? Oh, your friendships are gonna deteriorate.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not
yeah.
gonna be able to stay friends and do
or
this.
Or like, what if y'all did stay friends and still did it? And look what happened.
It,
right.
I think it's just the time and the era that we're in, where, you know, women of color, look what's on the TV all the
yeah.
time, all
right.
this ratchet television. No shade, I watch it. Listen, no judgment. But it's just natural to think group of women together, yeah, y'all gonna be cool for a little bit, and then you're gonna be at each other's throats.
Right.
So
that's so interesting, because I'm like, I saw y'all, and I was like, oh, they doing it. You know what I mean? So it's interesting that you guys have had like kind of like the pushback.
Mm-hmm. We heard it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wow, wow.
I think that has to do with, I mean, I've been a part of, there was one organization, I won't even say the name, but I was part of it years ago, and it grew. They let people in, too, so it wasn't, I think you guys are definitely set up differently,
mm-hmm.
But they let people keep joining, and it got too big, like, too
quickly.
Oh, as
opposed to, like, at the board?
Yeah, and it just deteriorated, and I think mm-hmm. in Boston, especially, it's kind of unprecedented to see a group of women of color,
yeah.
like, and not individuals who are coming together, but, like, you know, with their own individual brands, but, like, one
yeah.
cohesive unit.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be part of, you know, I think it's just where we're at, too. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And
yeah.
I don't think people are used to seeing that. But I definitely agree with you, Amenzi, in terms of, like, I was having this conversation earlier with Crystal about women. I was talking about in regards to men. I feel like men, sometimes, they uphold brotherhood, and they esteem it a lot more than women uphold sisterhood. You know what I mean? But I like the fact that, you guys are definitely tearing down that stereotype and doing it,
people. One step at a time.
What a culture.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really dope. And then these events that you guys do.
Yes.
Can you tell us more? Because I have yet to make it to a Queen's Dinner, and I want you
Thanks.
To tell people what the Queen's Dinner is. Plus, I know you guys do other events, too.
Right,
I know you have
right.
a financial
yeah.
empowerment
mm-hmm.
event. And, you know, sis was trying to know, like, you know, she's trying to get her coins up. How can she do I have like some leeway now to get like a ticket on reserve right quick, because then y'all sell out really quickly,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So
it's so funny because everywhere I go, I have somebody telling me like, oh my gosh, every time I try, I can't get a ticket, or it just happens. And I just look like, it makes me happy that there is such a demand, because
absolutely
from our end, when we put out these events, like, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, we're stressed. Like, every event we put out, we don't go in with that confidence that we're gonna sell out every time.
Right.
Like, we're real humble about our stuff. Like,
I know.
Like, so anytime we put on an event, there is stress on our end, because we're like, yo, we gotta keep it going, gotta keep the momentum going. Like, are we not selling tickets fast enough? Like, everybody promote. Like, you know, we're going crazy. Yeah. But really, like, everybody seems to feel like they can't ever get a ticket. So really, I would just love to thank everyone that's ever tried. We're gonna keep coming with these events, so please don't.
Y'all just need a stadium next time.
Can y'all give me like a week advance notice?
Well, actually,
like, it's gonna drop Friday at 10 o'clock.
Here's the thing. That's why we encourage people to subscribe to our email list and do such things, because those people that actually subscribe are going to get that first notification.
Right.
And going to get that word.
Oh, let me go like,
right. queenscode.org. Subscribe and get on that email list, because we are trying to incorporate that into our promo where email list gets first at least a week notice before social media and the general public. Mm-hmm. So anybody out there trying to get a ticket, your first thing you can do to help yourself out is subscribe if you haven't subscribed.
Yes.
Duly noted.
Just moving to YouTube, girl.
You might as well.
Got you.
Duly noted.
But yeah, so about the events.
Yeah. Tell us about the events, like what happens at them, you know, kind of like, you know, bring us there. Like, I'm going to close my eyes and like envision it.
So the Queen's Dinner.
So that's the one.
We have the Queen's Dinners 3 times a year.
Yes,
we have it 3 times a year. I remember before, just a little secret, we tried to do it like four times a year. Or like, we tried to do it often, and we were like, no, we can't do it.
Set the bar.
Because we were just so amped up, and so it's 3 times a year, and we keep it at 50 women.
Okay.
So that we can keep it intimate, so that people could be in a safe space, because if it's like 75, 100 people,
it changes the
dynamic. It really does, and it doesn't seem as like safe space anymore. But yes, it's catered dinner.
Nice.
Catered dinner.
What y'all eating?
Right, from where?
Right. You just gonna glaze over the food. Like.
So lately we've been getting catered by
Chef Cliffy
on Instagram.
Chef Cliffy.
So you guys can check him out. His food is amazing. So
so what y'all ate last time?
At the last dinner we had that. It was white cheddar.
I'm hungry right now. FYI.
Right.
And it was good. And it was like the blueberry barbecue chicken kind of like.
Yep.
Oh, listen.
And then the dessert.
He made the cake. The chocolate cake changed my life. Listen, Chef Cliffy. Chef_Cliffy.
I'm telling you,
that. Amazing.
Y'all really get a dinner.
I had to pull it up right quick.
You looking at it.
I want some boxes.
Yes.
We want all of it.
So he's an amazing caterer, and he's also just a really good guy. Like,
he makes home delivery.
Right.
Listen,
I
wouldn't put it past him, because that is how good of a man
Chef
is.
_Cliffy.
Yes.
Sir.
Yes.
So the last few events he's catered.
Yes.
We're trying to continue working with him. And honestly, anyone else in the community, if you think that you have something that you can bring to the table, we're willing to hear.
Absolutely.
I would just say JoJo's Pies is popping.
That's true.
JoJo's Pies. I forget what episode she was on, but her pies were popping. She made little meat pies. She made jerk chicken pies.
Oh.
We're going to talk about
she's
it.
She's Nigerian, you know.
And she's Nigerian. I'm saying she cousins, you know.
I think cousins. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So we have the dinner.
Awesome.
And we also have a speaker that comes in, a speaker catered to the theme of the night.
Yeah, cool.
So last dinner we had Berlisha, and it was
that
part is just the real meat of the event, really.
Because
the beginning we have opening speakers, and we have us kind of like facilitating. You get raffles, of course, you get free stuff.
We have a space for women to support women of color businesses in the community. So
The vendors, opening speaker, we speak, each board member speaks about
drinks.
Something. Yes, they are drinks.
Drinks
we have, what do you call it, signature drinks?
We try to have a signature drink each dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets to try one for free, comes with purchase.
Yes.
You know?
I just want to know, like, when the taste sampling is, because y'all got to sample the food and drinks. I would like to be there for that dinner.
That's true.
Yes, that evening. Yes.
Oh, man. Gosh. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, like she said, the Queen's Dinner is, it's really an experience that you have to go.
Yeah.
You have to go to really get it, because I can tell you all about it, but it's an experience. It's a moment in time where being in that room with all those women feeling those feelings, I can't tell. Yeah, I can't tell you how to feel that. You got to be there to experience, and that's why every time we sell out, every time it's new faces, it's different people every time, because everybody's trying to get that Queen's Dinner experience.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I see why she's the outreach director. I could feel it right now. I'm like, dang, I can't believe I missed it.
That's my job.
Yeah, I was like, I see why they sent her.
Yup. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, though, we do have a variety of other events that we try to do. We had the Financial Empowerment Conference recently.
Nice.
It started last year. It was just a small little event.
Like a 2-hour event.
Well, 2 hours something. But, you know, the demand was that we needed to get more in-depth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, finance is important. So we had a half-day conference earlier this year.
Yep. Nice.
And it was very successful. Right. You know, good things. We hope to continue with that. We have some summer activities. Hopefully,
I did see the IG.
Yeah,
you know, yes. I like to go kayaking, you know, or canoeing. You know, that might be
feedback.
More.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes,
but we're trying to, we're in the works of that, trying to put those together.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things. You know, obviously, we don't want to give it away.
Right.
Know, but we're always in the works. We're always in the works doing some stuff. We do our Queen's Tees.
Yes.
Which we're going to have another one of those.
Yes, those are our social campaigns.
Yes, and for those that don't know, it's just a live Instagram and Facebook Live discussion about whatever topic we choose. And we'll have a panel of guests, and we'll just speak on it and spill that tea, whatever the topic
people
is.
People can interact with us as we're talking, ask questions, kind of like a live, you know,
interactive
open table, open forum. Yeah, so those are really good.
Y'all do a lot.
That wasn't even everything,
right.
I'm sitting here like excited about the dinner, meanwhile, y'all doing like 14 other things that I'm excited about.
I was gonna ask you, I first heard of Jessica because I know she did she was part of the Fairmont Innovation Lab.
Right.
Did you all go through the incubator program, right?
Yes.
Did you all go through that process, being that you're on the board, or was that something she just did herself, or?
That is something she did with the VP, Valentina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We were able to go on certain classes if it pertained to our position, or if we just wanted to know more, because each of us do have a branch of something that we're doing for our own brand, like personal brand, so we did kind of sit in on some, or some of us took an incubator after, but that was just Jessica and VP.
Okay.
And we, Valentina, and we.
And on behalf of Queen.
Yes, on behalf, exactly. So,
yeah. Do you feel like it helped to kind of.
And
that's the thing. I think a lot of people might think that we are just making this stuff up off the top of our heads.
No, I know they put it work 3 years ago.
It's work.
Yeah.
It's work. Like, this is not stuff that we're just. We have people who are, we consult with, we work with, they give us advice, like stories on how we can be better, like improvement, everything.
Yep.
It's not something that we're just waking up one day like, well, this
seeing
is
what sticks to the wall.
There's work. And honestly, I commend our board members that actually go, because not all of us go through it in the same way.
Right.
You know, it's a team effort, but some people have step up and put in like a lot of time and energy, and you know, without that sacrifice, we would not be Queens Co. as we are now. So really, like, they know who they are. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
I was just interested, squad. Like, what do you guys have any advice for anybody who's trying to start like a cohort, you know, more than two people, and trying to, like, you know, in terms of, you know, being able to work together, figure out roles, things like that.
Dynamic.
Things like that.
So just advice on being part of a cohort, or
Making it work.
Or, like, even starting one.
Any lessons or anything?
So when you say cohort, because when I think of cohort, I'm thinking of an incubator, because that's what it's called.
Yeah. A group of y'all.
Okay.
More than three trying to start maybe a business or a startup
of
a creative entity.
Definitely, not so much a sign, but offer people roles that they are good in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they will excel in, that they already do. So one thing that Jessica did that was super intuitive and very good that she did is that we all have roles that we already kind of excel at, you know, that we're passionate about. So marketing, I'm like completely, fully into that, and she gave me that role. Or she offered me that role again, because I have to accept, right? and administrative director or VP, like she offered everyone the role that she thought would best fit their strengths. So I think that would be a great lesson for anyone trying to start anything up.
Like, that's real smart, because let me tell you what, there are a lot of people out here doing I'm gonna just say
side note, this right here this right here, the fingers and stuff, that means some shade about to come, just if you weren't aware. Go ahead, you got your platform, girl.
I was just going to note that there are a lot of people out in the world
speak on it.
Doing jobs that they enjoy doing, right? Which I think is important, but they may not be good at it. And I think it's equally, like you said, important to play off people's strengths, not necessarily like what people like.
Just fill in this position. Like, don't do that.
Like, don't do that. I scroll through Instagram. That don't mean you should be social media marketing person. You know what I mean? But, you know. I felt
led to say that. The spirit came out in that.
It just right to me.
This is our in-house pastor as well.
I'm the resident reverend, you know. Refer to last week's episode.
I think that's cool, because I know I just following the Fairmont Innovation Lab and how much they've grown into people that have gone through there and trying to get into their program as well. Like I know people, and you know, also doing our own thing, I know people a lot of times you just see something on social media and you just think like, oh, that's nice, and it's like you don't realize like how much
work is going, time
and commitment. Yeah, so you know, give y'all your due, because your dues, excuse me. Because I know it's not easy.
Yeah.
At all. That's dope.
Yeah, dope city.
So what impact is Queens Co. having, and what impact would you like to have?
Wow. Well, we can only speak on what we've heard. Where I'm not going to sit here and say, yo, Queens Co. done changed all the Boston.
I'm not going to
say that. But from what we see, based on the events that we've had and the people who just reach out to us and talk to us about how something with Queens Co. helped to make them better or make them stronger, you know, we are having an impact. The impact that we set out to have. So we really wanted to touch lives and, you know, make people feel like Queens Co. is something that they could invest in and, you know, be a part of and commit to. And based on what's been happening, I can say we've been doing that. And I would just say we would love to continue doing that, obviously on a larger scale, you know, whatever that scale is. We obviously can't specifically state, but, you know, we want to grow. We want to, like, our Queens dinners right now, they're 50 people. We want them to be more. But it's got to be organic. It's got to come at the right time. It can't just be forced. So,
I mean, when you guys, I'm curious, when you guys kind of like get to that level of like having, you know, a dinner that, you know, has maybe 100, 200 people, I mean, you know, not, I don't know if you guys are there yet, but kind of like, do you guys have plans on how you can still kind of keep, like you were saying, like that intimacy and just kind of that same environment as when it was like 50 people?
We do have thoughts, of course, you know, like when we get to this and we're gonna, and ideas that are kind of like grand scale type idea. So we have an idea if it does come to that point. We like spoke on it, like jokingly, like wouldn't that be great? But definitely working with what we, definitely working with what we have now and just seeing the impact, like she said, organically having that come in, and then if it's asked for, supply and demand, right? So just waiting for that blessing to come on.
The reverend, the resident reverend would like to bless y'all.
We're going
to
take it, receive it.
Hey, I love it. I totally love it.
I'm just laughing because one day she'll be a reverend. And we don't love it. So, like, he's speaking in your mouth to God's ears. Reverend. I did want to know, I mean, you answered the question. Did you want to add to that? In terms of the impact that you want to have or are having, or you feel like the feedback that you're getting?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly what she said. I think the impact that we're having is pretty grand, and it's growing. And the impact that we want to have is exactly this and more. So, you know, like, we still want people to join. We still want people to be active. We still want people to be, like, liaisons for us, mm-hmm. Influencers for us, you know? Not just us. Us, when I say us, I mean, like, all of Queen's Cove. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, followers, engagers, anyone that's been a part, vendors. We are Queen's Cove, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Before you ask your question real quick, I'm just curious if you have a key, like, age demographic.
We do say that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right. It's 21 to...
It's been changing.
Yeah, like, because we, at first, I think it was, like, a 21 to 30-year kind of thing. But, like, the more people, we're not, like, the type to just turn people mm-hmm. away who really mm-hmm. feel like
they can benefit
from what we're doing. So we've mm-hmm. had, like, for the last Queen's Dinner, it was right around Mother's Day. We encouraged our members mm-hmm. to bring their moms
yeah.
awesome.
To the
yeah.
dinner. And people did that. Yeah. They came with their moms. That's so it's awesome. Like... Our age demographic is 21 to, I won't say the specific age out of respect for the women that have participated in Queen's Coast stuff, but, you know, it's we're inclusive. Like, yeah. obviously we say 21 because sometimes we'll do things that involve
drinking.
Mm-hmm. So we can't really, but we'd love to one day incorporate some kind of...
Maybe like a princess.
Yeah. You know, the youth and mentorship yeah. and stuff like that. And when that time comes, we'll figure out exactly how that's going to work, you know? But as of right now, we just say 21 and up.
And yeah. I'll take it. Go ahead,
girl. I was going to ask plans to expand. Because we're a corporation, right?
Yeah.
I had asked Jessica. I was like, "Which one is y'all? Y'all LLC? Or corporation?"
I know one thing we've talked about is, because like Francisca mentioned earlier, we all have our own personal and individual brands mm-hmm. and things that we do. And Queen's Coast is just another hat that we put on
right.
Occasionally. So we'd love to get to the point where Queen's Coast functions just as well as it does with us, without us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where there are people that will step in and say, "I love what you guys are doing so much and I want to continue where you guys started." So we'll mm-hmm. still always be a part of it. We're right. still going to be the founders, because we're all the founders, you know, of this company.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that is the place that we'd love to get, where it functions even without us being the faces.
Yeah. Right, just a well-oiled machine.
That's yes.
It. I think that's dope, and I think that's why a lot of people don't last, because I think,
mm-hmm. they,
yeah, you're just thinking about, like, yourself, your role, and yeah. just, mm-hmm. yeah, yep. and not really thinking about, like, we want this thing to, you know, even mm-hmm. without us, like, you believe in the message yeah, and, what, and what you're doing. So I think absolutely. That's amazing.
Yeah, even, like, thinking about, like, how can I also, like, mold, like, the next person to come yeah. up and yeah. be the marketing person, the next right. person, like, the outreach person, like.
And that's yeah. how businesses grow. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about business grow. Size. Yeah, you know. Founders of, I don't know, McDonald's or whoever, they're not alive now.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
molded the person to, you know, mold right. next, do the next, next.
And even, like, so. Speaking from when my experiences in college, we were part of registered student organizations and whatnot. We came into those positions having to take over from
right.
someone who
right.
was there,
right.
who graduated. Like,
yes.
right.
So it's like, and then we were there for our years, and we held the role
yep.
of the position, and before we left, we had to
right.
get this next person right. to fill.
Get
so
them
it's
on
the
board.
Same concept. Like, it's, we have experience doing this, and it's the same idea that we would love to do for our company. Like,
awesome.
We'll always be Queen's Co. We'll always be a part of it. We're never,
yep.
no one's ever going to take that
right.
away from
message
us.
Message is the same. Everything's right. the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as long as people know that although we are the faces of Queen's Cove, the message is what we want you guys to take away. Like
mm-hmm.
the pillars that we uphold, you know, everything that we're trying to achieve as a woman, not as Francisca, not as Amenzi. Like
mm-hmm.
as a woman, we want to be this, we want to be this, we want everything to be should be able to continue without us.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I love that.
Y'all are dope.
Right. Right.
I like y'all.
Y'all just dope.
Just a random question.
Yes, yes.
Can you give us a couple rules of sisterhood? Because we mentioned that earlier, and I know that's kind of a pillar of Queen's Cove.
Yeah. Rules?
Sister. Yeah, just rules some, you know, sisterhood. Educate the men. I said the ass. The men. Educate the men.
Don't
sorry.
Get kicked off the television.
Educate the masses. Maybe, like, I don't know. Because, I mean, you guys are all woman-run
mm-hmm.
organization.
Mm-hmm.
You guys spend a lot of time with each other. You spend, you know, business and other, you know, personal
right, right, right.
whatever. But do you have some rules that transcend maybe business but just working with other women that maybe, you know, other people could use
mm-hmm.
in little information and tidbits and FYIs, you know,
mm-hmm.
when working with sisters and being a good sister?
I want to know how to... word this because I know what I want to say. Definitely not not talking down. What word am I trying to find? Basically, just no side talk, no shade. Like, just if someone has something to say, just openly take it, see it from their side. I don't know. It just doesn't have to be that extra, I don't know, judgy. Like catty, yeah, like, judgy thought or like catty thought. Just like be open, be accepting to other people's ideas. Because I know some people's ideas can be crazy and you'd be like, you crazy.
But we gonna hear you time, out, sis.
Exactly.
Make you
exactly.
feel like we don't want to hear
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, don't shut anyone
crazy,
down.
But that doesn't mean I don't want to hear it.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
Like, there may be a gem yeah. at the end of this crazy idea.
So absolutely. I would say that for sure.
I know for me, I would say vulnerability is key. Mm-hmm. You have to get to a point where you can feel like you can be vulnerable with one another.
Yeah.
If you can't, you're just gonna be, everything's gonna be very surface level.
Yeah.
Very like just mm-hmm. straight up. Like, it's not gonna go deep. And if you can't go deep, I don't know how you're gonna build sister. How
That's
can you
true.
Be a sister or have a sisterhood if you can't get through the surface and get down deep? Like, so
that's a proverb.
Girl. So I just think, and I know that takes time, and I know everybody has experiences where you mm-hmm. you have wall. I know I have walls when I meet people, like just
yeah.
all up. And I had to learn how to be vulnerable. If I didn't learn how to be vulnerable, I could have never succeeded in helping Queens Co. be what it is, and I could have never been able to be influenced by these women that I'm with all mm-hmm. the time and talk to like almost every day. Like, I had to choose to do that.
Yeah.
And if you can't make that choice, then it's not your time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to take a step back and reflect on if you're really ready to join whatever organization or start whatever organization that you
mm-hmm.
think you're ready for, because that comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And this is why y'all are successful. I like that. You know, I don't snap very loud. Any parting thoughts that you want people to know? When's
yeah.
the next event? You told us to sign up for your newsletter. Drop the email.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
tell
what I mean?
The people, because me and Jen just signed up. So
yeah, where can they
get your
find
life?
You?
Right.
Yes. So social media. We're on Instagram, queens.company.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Queens Co. or Queens Company. We should pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Our website, queensco.org.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said earlier, subscribe. Subscribing to the website is not an automatic subscription to the newsletter, is it?
It should be.
It should be. Mm-hmm. But if it's not, then we can tell you guys how.
Yes.
To get
okay.
Get that.
Send us all the links. We'll put it in all the descriptions.
Newsletter goes out every month.
Yes.
And next event coming up, like I said, we have a summer activity that we're trying to organize.
Mm-hmm.
We have not finalized the details, but we're working on it. So
mm-hmm.
that will be the next event that everyone hears about. Something fun, something interactive, something to get the blood flowing.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know,
summertime.
Get outside. Enjoy
mm-hmm.
life.
Yeah.
Get some sun and some color.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to figure that out. So I don't know if I missed anything.
I would say the Queen's dinner coming in the fall.
Okay.
So keep a lookout. It's fall.
I'm subscribed now. So
okay. Like, I'm going to be refreshing my email like, daily.
I'm
going
to say the fall time because I don't want to put a date out there and y'all like, the date came. And it's not out there.
I give you dates just yet.
So yes, in the fall time. Parting thoughts.
I don't know.
I mean, for me, it's just, if there's anybody out there that's scared or nervous to
mm-hmm.
do something, like, we were there. We were there
mm-hmm.
2 years ago
mm-hmm.
before we started this. And look at where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were scared. We were nervous. We did not know if people really rocked with us. Because that's where it started. Like,
mm-hmm.
it started with our own people
yeah.
first that had to support us.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing that we will find is your own people might not support you as much as a stranger.
Yeah.
So that can be daunting.
And that's the proverb.
That's also
a
proverb.
That's across the board.
Yes.
Everywhere.
And that can be daunting and that can be discouraging
yep.
for
yep.
a lot of people, because when you go out there and you do something, you think that the people closest
right.
to you
are
going to
shoot you. Taking this to church right now, y'all.
And
right.
So I just, you know.
This is a first deacon.
Yeah.
So I would say that you just gotta push through all
yep.
that stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta get through it and keep going. Like, that's one thing we struggled with at first. We were shocked that certain individuals didn't jump on the train.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we could have let that derail the whole
yeah.
thing. And we were just like, you know, we're just gonna keep going. And then those same people they got on that train. They might be all the way in the back, but right. they got on that train right. eventually. So it's like, just push through all that stuff, because yeah. that stuff is going to be there. It's going to happen. I don't mm-hmm. know anybody that started anything and was successful from the get-go.
Yep, true. Yep.
So that's your next blog post right there.
That's true.
I would say the next, takeaway would be, even though it kind of sounds like we've been like... perfect, like, you know, we do this work and we do all this and yeah. it's great and we just get along great. Hey guys, how's your day? No, there are times where you can't stand your board member or you can't stand something that was text or in the group chat. You're just like, you know what, not today. Nope, yeah. not today. Or sometimes you're just like, I can't do this anymore.
It happens.
Yes, it happens. And there are not perfect days. There are times where we get on each other's nerves because we're human. And there are times that everyone has a bad day. Mm-hmm. But just understand that you guys are together or we're all together because we all agree and kind of want to strive towards that goal and that message that we have. Mm-hmm. So just get past the, I can't stand whatever, or I'm not feeling it today. Because you yourself, there are times that I'm just like, nope, not today. Yeah. I can't. I just need me yeah. time.
Yeah, I feel like I had a moment today, and I'm just like.
Yeah. So there are days, yeah. So there are days.
Right. Yep. Like, low breath, low oxygen.
Yeah. So my takeaway would be like, there are days you can't, but then just keep doing it because you got other people that got your back. Yeah. Just keep pushing
forward.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Queens
Cup.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Just dropping gems on
I'm saying it's all over the floor. I'm just like collecting them, you know?
Right.
I dig it.
Can you guys want to drop your personal handles as well?
Sure, yeah, where do people can find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at _SiscaFran. So SiscaFran.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tell them a little bit about your little side.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, girl.
Okay.
I'm gonna plug
mine. Yes, okay. I always feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Girl, so I own a company called Just For You Event mm-hmm. Marketing, and I do marketing for business owners and entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And that handle is it's Made JFY. So just nice. For you. So we do a lot of projects. I currently have a fitness client that I have now. I know Genevieve, you want to talk to me?
Oh, no, I'm going to talk to you afterwards. Yeah. I got the tag. I'm a little behind, but you know.
Yes, and I'm on Instagram at Your Girl Men's. That's mm-hmm. just YOU.
I love your handle. Yeah. Why think of that?
YOURGIRLMENZ, Your Girl Men's. Outside of Queens Co., I actually am an MC/host. I host events. If you have anybody you need to get your event right, you need a host, you need an MC, I'm the one you need to get.
That's why it says that your girl.
Your girl.
She's your girl.
Yes, I'm the one. So, like, I've been hosting events throughout the city. I'm grateful to everybody that's given me a shot because, really, this is something people have been, like, telling me that I should do, but I didn't believe that I could do it, and I finally took that leap last year. And it's been good so far, so I'm trying to keep it up and keep it going. So if you guys need any services, come find me. I'm here
okay.
for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, many hats.
Yes.
And we're going to link all the information, yeah, all of the sure descriptions will. For all the people who, you know, are going to be listening back on iTunes and Mixcloud and all those places.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know,
you know what time it is?
Yeah, time to run out of
it. It's events time.
For those people who don't know, we put out a weekly events listing for us, by us, and sure of interest do. To us on BostonComeThrough.com. You can also get it slid right into your inbox
okay.
if you subscribe at BostonComeThrough.com. Mm-hmm. We're working on consistency, y'all. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually taking a social media fast
right.
For the next month, so it's going to be very interesting, y'all.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to see
for the month?
The whole month, girl.
The whole month.
I need to get my life together, get right with the Lord,
okay.
you know,
okay.
you know, fix it, all of it. I have felt like that, but I feel like it's necessary at this point.
Mm.
It's so necessary.
I mean, I might be able to do it for my own personal account, but I'm the outreach
director. right, yeah, she gets
social media, technically.
Like, what happened?
Right.
I gotta keep up on this
yeah,
one, so
yeah.
it's just like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
Not making no promises. But events-wise, Friday, we have the City Dance Party in Cambridge at
ooh,
7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're shutting down that whole
yes.
block right now.
I shall be in attendance.
Yeah. Go turn up. And it's free. You
oh,
know, I'm all about that free 99. and then also on Friday is the Bean Trap and Paint Party. It's the 90s edition.
Oh,
Crystal and I went like 2 months ago, I feel
yeah.
like. It's really, really fun.
So fun.
It's really fun.
Like, you be forgetting the paint because you're like, what am I doing? Right, right.
And it's,
I don't even know how to paint, so it's like,
it's okay, girl.
They
it's
actually like, do the color in between the lines. Yeah, they kind of draw it out for you.
Color so in the lines. Nice.
Yeah, and I think this time your ticket comes with the food, too. It's pretty lit, and it's hosted by, it's run by Diane Vivian Productions, but it's hosted by Miss Hot Sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, from
Big City.
There you go. Yeah, and DJ Drew Nice. So this should be really fun. It's really dope. And then on Sunday, 4th of July is next weekend, so you want to get your 4th of July partying together. Lightworks Events, they do their annual Martha's Vineyard, their MV Day party. It usually sells out. There were still tickets, I checked today. But if you're trying to go, you probably should get that together.
Don't sleep.
No, it always last year sold.
Salty.
And this year I can't go. But get your tickets. They actually usually rent like a bus or something. And you can pay extra to get the ride there, but that's all set. Like, that's done. So y'all need to get your ride down to Woods Hole.
Call your friends with the course.
Right, make it a day trip. It should be really fun. And it needs to be more of, us down in the Cape.
That's true.
Yeah. So why not for a day party? We do all the extra. So you might as well, support us. And for the rest of this, so many more events. It's also still, Roxbury Film Festival is still going on through this week. So Shut if up. You haven't gone, I was so salty yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday they played Coming to America. And I'm like, bruh, that's like my favorite movie of all time.
If you have caught up on all of, real quick, we just want to say bye to Scat TV.
Bye.
Y'all can tune in on the Boston Come Through Facebook Live.
Right.
But if y'all have caught up on all of the Boston Come Through episodes, you will notice that there's a little doo-wop that Genevieve likes to sing at the end of our...
Really?
Yeah. It's in the end of a lot of our shows. Yeah.
What is it?
You don't know what it is.
I don't even remember.
She must not realize she should be doing
it. Right. Do you want a doo-wop?
No, okay. I don't. I just do it. I don't really even know what
it's okay,
is right
now. I don't even know the whole song.
I don't even know it.
It's the little doo-wop that you do.
I don't remember.
Can you will?
Oh. I did it all the time for no reason.
We'll be like, okay, bye, y'all. And then here go Genevieve. Can you will? And I keep it in every time. I'm like,
yeah, she's singing her little heart out. Can't help it. But yes, y'all. I'm just gonna sign off. I'm Genevieve Angelique. Y'all can find me. Well, y'all are not gonna find me next week.
Nope.
You can find me. It'll be us. But ain't nobody responded to nothing.
I was saying, they can find you. Ain't nobody responding. Yep.
Right. But I am on the Twitter streets as Jen Angelique, on Facebook as Genevieve Angelique. I've been accepting folks. I don't know if that's a good thing. And I'm on Instagram, Genevieve _Angelique. And you spell Genevieve GENEVIEVE _. I should pop up.
We've been telling y'all this for so long. Yeah. Like, it should just be automatic.
No, you kind of have to, though.
Yeah. Lord.
Y'all figure it out. If you really want to find me, you will find me. But you can also email me info@GenevieveAngelique.com. And that is all, y'all. See y'all in August.
Oh, man. Y'all go see her in August. Yeah. Meanwhile, Crystal's not gonna be out here in these streets. Tweeting and Instagramming. But it's your girl Crystal, aka the Crystal Lens, your friendly neighborhood videographer, media producer. We always out here looking for work, because we freelancing. So, call me. I'm on Twitter as at the Crystal Lens, Instagram at the Crystal Lens, thecrystallens.com, thecrystallens@gmail.com. Like, the consistency.
Right.
If you find me on Facebook, I say congratulations to you. I will be sliding your DM each other. If you don't, I will slide right back on out. I am that person. I am. But most importantly,
follow the show. Follow us.
Boston Come Through on all forms of social things. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Boston Come Through. You can watch our past Facebook Lives on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can also subscribe to our weekly events listing, which is so crucial and important.
On the website,
BostonComeThrough.com. Amen.
And you can find all past episodes on iTunes, YouTube.
Yep. Mixcloud.
Stitcher.
Radio Public.
Okay. We're not on Google Play. We was lying to folks.
We're not there. No, but the thing is, Google Play lied to us because they sent us an email saying congratulations that we was up. But we not.
Sorry for the Android.
Yeah, we apologize. Yeah.
But you can find us everywhere. Yeah. Essentially.
Sounds like it. Yeah. That's
what's up. Thank y'all for tuning in. Yay. Yeah. We signing off, y'all.
Adieu.
And thank you to Queen's Company.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Outreach Director, Marketing Director. I see why she outreach.
Yeah. Yes.
Marketing, I'm going to holler at you because you know.
What's up?
You know, and can we
y'all
woo?
Here.
Woo.
Okay. We out.